The Environmental Protection Agency says it won't veto the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers decision to reauthorize the Kensington Gold Mine to dump tailings into Lower Slate Lake. The federal agency notified the governor's Washington, D.C. office of its decision late last week. Federal and State Relations Director John Katz in Washington says he received the formal notice from EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson's office.
EPA has the authority to issue such a veto under the Clean Water Act, but they've decided not to do so in the current circumstance.
It came nearly a week after the Corps of Engineers issued the tailings permit, the final document needed to complete construction of the mine. The mine has been held up in litigation over the lake tailings plan. The company in June won approval of that permit in the U.S. Supreme Court. It prompted a Corps of Engineers review of timelines and the request from EPA to take another look at an alternative tailings storage method. Region 10 Mining Coordinator Patty McGrath says officials there have been told by Washington not to pursue any changes to the Kensington's permit.
We've worked with the Corps and we think they made a decision. The Corps believes it would be protective of the environment and they have their own expertise that they bring to bear.
Environmental groups that challenged the lake tailings method say they're looking to regulatory changes to come out of Washington. Mark Gnatt is with the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, one of the original plaintiffs.
Since the Supreme Court ruling, our top priority has been to look at the national aspect of this so that future mines can't use America's clean water for waste dumps.
The mine expects to begin production in late 2010.